Bryony, what does it mean? How do you feel that now people will say Bryony Page, Olympian?
Wow, that just sunk in a little bit more when you said that. It just means so much to me. Like, I've watched the Olympics since I was a young girl, and I've been training trampoline for 16 years now. So, and I went through the process in London. I was on the Ambitions program, so I missed out on the team, but I got the Ambitions program, so I got to kind of experience the Olympics as like an outsider looking in, and I got to see the village and stuff. So, and obviously, like watching the games and seeing Olympians and meeting them, it's just that I'm going to be one of them is really weird, but also like it's absolutely incredible and amazing, and it hopefully it will sink in at some point, but at the moment it feels so surreal that it's just because it's been a dream, it's like, is it actually reality now? Like, it's just because it's been a dream for so long, it's just difficult to kind of, not difficult to process, but it's a lot to take in.
London and the home games were so exciting for everybody. The whole nation loved it. But when I was growing up watching the Olympics, it was something that happened a long way away in the middle of the night, and commentary sounded like it was on telephones. It's exciting, the fact that you're going to be in Rio doing it.
Absolutely exciting. Like, we got to see a little bit, a glimpse of what Rio Olympics might be like with the atmosphere and the creativity and the fun and the passion from their little part in the closing ceremony where it moves on. So like just the kind of the energy that I think it will bring in their culture, and you know, you can already see that in what they've already done and with like their mascot and everything. So I think, and I've also never competed, I don't think I've competed south of the equator. So I think that's going to be really exciting, and I've not been to Southern America before as well, so yeah, to be able to kind of tick that off a box, to say that I've almost competed, trying to compete in all the continents, it's going to be pretty exciting. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
How much opportunity will you get to see the sights, see some other sport, go to the opening ceremony, or are you just there purely and simply game head on?
The honest answer is I actually really don't know. So I think we've requested that we can go to the opening ceremony, but we don't know if we can. Because our competition's on the 12th, so it's in the first week or just at the end of the first week, so we don't know whether they will see that as a negative or a positive. So I can see it both ways. So going there, you know, being part of the opening ceremony, it'll really sink in that we're there, and it'll feel like it's just an experience. You know, I don't want to just go. I want to go there for an experience, a good competition, and being who I want to be when I'm out there, and like hopefully like inspiring a nation in London. So I also want to, you know, bring back that London, the Olympic legacy, kind of, and inspire people. And so so we don't actually know if we're going to go to the opening ceremony yet, hopefully, but again, if they decide that we can't, then I can understand and their reasons and the sports stuff. Obviously there for the closing ceremony, but I don't know if we'll get to go out and see the Christ Redeemer, stuff like that. I really don't know. I think I'm just so focused on competing and doing what I can to perform my best, that the kind of the other stuff we'll find out later. We've only just found out announced our team like this week, so yeah.
And obviously you're going there representing Sheffield. Do you feel Yorkshire?
I definitely, yeah. I've been up in Sheffield for the last 6 years, so I've studied university there. At the Sheffield University, and I studied biology, and I've trained there for that length of time, and I've been like with SIV, the support there, and the support of the EIS Sheffield, we've trained in Ponsforge and Hillsborough, and we've trained all different places, and Goodwin, which is where the university trampolining squad is, and so I feel like I'm definitely like Sheffield and proud of it. Yeah.
Couple of serious questions. Was Zika ever an issue for you?
I think we've got such a great support staff and a medical team that, you know, it's been highlighted in the media a lot. So we just take that our medical team advice. So if they're not worried, then I shouldn't be worried, because I can absolutely trust their advice. So obviously it's been in the media, so it's something to think about. But I think the fact that our support staff and our support team and network around us is so strong that it's not something that we should be worrying about, because we're going to take all the precautions that we can. And
other sports have been mired in various doping controversies. Never seen anything to do with doping and trampolining, so you're pretty confident you're going competing in a clean event.
Yeah, I think it's really important that with the like UKED and WADA that that it has been successful in trampolining, that there hasn't been issues with doping. So it's a big deal to me that it's going to be clean and you're competing against people fairly. I'm happy that it is that, of course.
And just finally, what are you hoping to achieve in Rio? What is your aim? What is your ambition? What would you be happy with?
I think if this is the complete honesty, if I go there and I do my absolute best, that is all I can ask for, and I'll be happy with that. Like, that's all I can do is go out there and do my absolute best, and if I do that, I will be happy. If that's, you know, I've done my absolute best and it's 16, if I do my absolute best and it's higher up, then, you know, I can't ask for any more. And I've been doing that. I've been training the best I possibly can for so long now, so that whatever happens there, I know that I've done absolutely everything I possibly can to peak at the right time and to do my best.
I'll say it one more time. Bryony Page, Olympian.
Yeah, thank you.